Living Emunah, number 17, Emunah brings blessing. Facing life's challenges with faith brings salvation and blessing, both spiritual and material. Rav Safran of Komarno, a great and holy rabbi who lived in the 1700s, taught that when a person responds to hardship by saying, "I don't know what you're doing, Hashem, but I know that you love me, and I know therefore that this is the best thing for me, and that you are with me every step of the way," his soul is elevated as much as it would have been had he fasted for 300 years. Such is the spiritual effect of strengthening one's Emunah. An example of the salvation earned through Emunah is told of Rav Mendel of Rimonov. Rav Mendel had a student named Rav Levi Yitzchak of Vizhnitz, who was destitute to the point of starvation. He would occasionally go to meet with his Rebbe, and each time his wife would beg him to ask the Rebbe for blessing for parnasa, livelihood. But Rav Levi Yitzchak would say, "A blessing for gashmias, material wealth? No, I go for guidance and advice in my Torah study and awe of Hashem." One day, the situation in the home was so dire that his wife demanded that Rav Levi Yitzchak go and ask the Rebbe for a blessing for parnasa, for livelihood. "If you don't get a blessing," she said sternly, "don't bother coming home." Rav Levi Yitzchak had no choice, and so he went to the Rebbe. He was planning to ask for a bracha, but once he got there, he started praying for situation, learning, and singing, because he was so happy with all the blessings Hashem had given him, and totally forgetting about asking for the blessings that he had gone to ask for. He was about to leave to return home when he remembered that his wife had told him to get a blessing for parnasa, for livelihood. He was thinking of approaching the Rebbe, but then he asked himself, "How can I ask the Rebbe for something so materialistic like money?" He decided he would stay a little longer. He returned to the Beis Medrash and remained there for a couple of days until the Rebbe sent someone to bring him in. "How are things going at home?" the Rebbe asked him. "Baruch Hashem," the student said. "I have everything. Hashem has blessed me with kol tov v'tov, every kind of goodness." And he meant it. He so appreciated the many blessings in his life, and he accepted that if his livelihood wasn't forthcoming with all the efforts he was making, with all the tefillahs he was saying, or his prayers, then it was for his good. The Rebbe laughed and said, "You think I don't know that your family is starving? But the words you just said, that you're blessed with kol tov v'tov, with every goodness, pierced the heavens just now. And I know in this merit of trusting Hashem and not responding with bitterness, I guarantee you that you and your family will be blessed with great wealth for generations." These are the benefits of responding to life's hardships with Emunah.